We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you guys didn't watch the Guards game, the situation that unfolded in the first inning with two outs in Javi Baez on second, Zach Plesac forced Harold Castro to serve a soft ground ball up the middle. It ricocheted off the base, second base. So Tyler Freeman picked up the ball just as it reached the grass, and then he threw a one-hop throw to Austin Hedges, who applied the tag to Javi Baez as he slid toward home plate. So he was called. Javi Baez was called out at the plate. Well, A.J. Hinch decided to have the call reviewed. And it had to do with the positioning of Austin Hedges. His, his left foot was draped across the plate. If you guys don't remember, the Buster Posey rule outlawed that play because it was exposing catchers to these just horrific leg injuries. Well, after they reviewed it, because of the technicality, even though this wasn't the initial reason the rule was placed that way, New York actually overturned it. They called Javi Baez safe. And on the very next at-bat, Kerry Carpenter hit a two-run home run after the game. So mind you, this happened in the first inning. All right, Tito Francona got thrown out of the game like three innings later. And after the game, Austin Hedges was hot. Austin Hedges is like my wife at the McDonald's drive-thru when one of my kids doesn't get the toy. The other two got the toy. Why didn't the third one get the toy? I don't care if you ran out. Go buy a toy. Austin, we're going to call him Karen Hedges for the rest of this segment. There's a few things here, because I think there's a few things that Austin Hedges is right about, and I think there's a few things that he is wrong about. One, the grammar of ain't no equality, that's not right. Austin, you are, you're an educated man. You are a highly paid professional. I know ain't has been added to the dictionary, but please use proper grammar next time. I actually agree. The one thing I do agree with him on, or one of the things I agree with Austin Hedges in this rant in postgame about the overturned ruling, was where he said the umpires are trying to take over the game. I don't think that's like a new thing. I think baseball has always had this issue with umpires who are a little bit power hungry. I do think there are some exceptionally bad umpires in the game. People know about Cowboy Joe West, who has since retired. People know about Angel Hernandez. There are plenty of god-awful umpires. Laz Diaz, for God's sakes. There are plenty of power-hungry umpires. That's not what happened here, though. You can be right and wrong in the same breath. Some umpires do try and take over the game. Some umpires view this as a moment to make their mark on the game felt. This wasn't one of them. Austin Hedges might be right about how bad umpires are and how power-hungry they are. Where Austin Hedges is wrong, they got the call right by the letter of the law. I might not like it, you might not like it, but the Buster Posey rule exists to protect catchers. They exist to protect some of those, and it's not just catchers, to protect base runners as well because of some of the horrific injuries we've seen. So even though it might be a technicality, which we'll get to in a second, the reality is they reviewed the call, all right? They called him out at the plate. They reviewed the call. There was a violation of the Buster Posey rule, and they overturned the call. The whole point of overturning a call is to get the call right. If he's got a problem with the rule itself, you know what he should do? He should call Rob Manfred. He should call league offices. But there's this thing that happens where, because what it sounds like to me, and I've heard a lot of people, listen, guys, I'm not going to defend Austin Hedges because he plays for the Guardians. I'm not. He's wrong. He's dead-ass wrong on this. They overturned the call, and the only reason you should do that is if you're doing it to get the call right on the field. I might think the rule's a joke, but that is the new one. The idea, and he kind of goes into, oh, well, it's how you interpret it. Okay, then you have an issue with the rule, not with the ruling by New York. So vent your frustrations that way. All right? You can be right about umpires being bad at their jobs, and in this case, you're wrong. And listen, he can also be right that the way the rule was manipulated is stupid. I'll give you that as well. It doesn't matter. Which makes it even funnier that AJ Hinch, the Tigers manager, after the game, pretty much admitted that this got overturned on a technicality. So I heard Jonathan Peterlin today suggest that they should not, that AJ Hinch shouldn't have said that. He shouldn't have admitted the quiet part out loud, that that's not really what the rule was intended for, but that's what they used it for. And since I have confusingly worded this, they basically used the Buster Posey rule to challenge whether he was safe or not. So I had clearly, and Artemis actually got to me at Nick Wilson Says to clear that up. So they used the Buster Posey rule to challenge whether he was safe or not, and obviously they came back and called him safe. I don't have any problem with AJ Hinch talking about that. I actually think baseball has a problem with being not very open when there are rule shenanigans that are played. I think that is more likely to get the rule changed. The idea that you can manipulate the rule to whatever way you want on the field to get a call overturned, I actually think that's a lot more effective than Austin Hedges demanding an apology about Zach Plesac. Like, that was, I get it. Listen, Austin Hedges is trying to set a tone. He's pissed. He's pissed because that's a game they should have had. And you know what? I've mentioned a couple points where Austin Hedges is wrong. I'll give him something. This absolutely is a three-run swing. They lost 4-3. So you take three runs off the board, I think we can all agree there's a better chance that you win when you only scored three runs. I'd also like to point out Austin Hedges went 0-3 last night. Austin Hedges is hitting about 171. So maybe have an OPS above 570, and maybe we can talk here, Austin. I think some of this is a tone setting move by Austin Hedges. This is a young team that has not been down the stretch as a team together. You've got a bunch of rookies or second year players or guys that haven't played together, and Austin Hedges is one of the veteran guys trying to set the tone. He just happened to be dying on the wrong hill. They got the call right. That's what matters. And Major League Baseball or the umpires in New York don't owe Zach Plesac an apology. If they had overturned the call to back up, or if they had ignored the evidence to back up the umps, which they do a lot in baseball, yep, there was a problem. That is a problem in baseball. But you can't bitch about when they use replay and get it right and then be mad when they use replay and get it wrong. You can't have it both ways. Matt, real quick, buddy, you got about 30 seconds. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. So I think that's the issue. I think you can, like, just be not okay with the rule but also understand. Like, I honestly feel like, had that been on the other foot, like, I mean, everyone here remembers the Ray Fosse, Pete Rose incident. I mean, had that been Austin Hedges getting absolutely clobbered at home plate at catcher, I think everyone here would be screaming a different tone. I get protecting catchers, but I also feel like, you know, you don't need to overcorrect and, you know, just, like, go too safe on things. Like, I get what happened to Buster Posey was bad. I think the interpretation of the rule can be extreme in some situations.
That you and I agree on. And the fact that the rule has that much leeway, it can be maneuvered into a way to basically hurt a team, it is a problem. But overall, I just think Austin Hedges was out of line. Even if it's in service of trying to get the team in the right frame of mind and the intensity you need down the stretch, Austin Hedges was wrong. Just win tonight. Don't lose a series to the Tigers. There's a lot of teams down the stretch here with the Guardians that I can get behind them. I won't hammer them for losing to. I know the Hedges thing. I know the play, the three-run swing of the play last night really pissed off people and frustrated them. don't lose tonight. Win this series. Keep winning series. Keep staying ahead of Minnesota and Chicago. The only funny thing about that, if Chicago ends up winning the AL Central, is the idea that it will probably preserve Tony La Russa's job. I don't know that he's going to get fired. I heard Jonathan and Jason yesterday. Jason pretty much was like, yeah, I think Tony La Russa is going to get an axe. And Jonathan, being a Chicagoan, had said, man, Jerry Reinsdorf really has a soft spot for Tony La Russa. I think all bets are off. That dude is old as hell, and he wants another ring before he goes to meet his maker, so to speak. He's old. Why did you give me that look, Kayla?
Just didn't expect you to say it. It was just funny.
He's like 80 years old. You think he's not thinking about? He wants to wear an extra ring to the pearly gates and be like, hey, I got another ring with the Shy Sox. What are we doing here? But no, I do think Tony Roos is probably getting axed this year. It's pretty inexcusable if he doesn't. Come on, guards. Don't lose to Detroit. While we're having that conversation, more of just, I say, the national media piling on the Cleveland Browns. It's open season. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be. I'm not saying the Cleveland Browns haven't made questionable decisions, namely the entirety of the way they handled the Baker Mayfield situation this offseason. And you know what? The one that sticks in my craw, I know you guys know I'm a Baker bro, and I have no problem admitting that. I appreciate what Baker Mayfield did for the Cleveland Browns. I can also objectively say that Deshaun Watson's a better quarterback, and most teams in the NFL would move on from Baker to trade for Deshaun Watson. That's before we get into the nuance of what Deshaun is accused of and the financial side of things and everything else. You can be a Baker bro and also realize Deshaun Watson's a pretty damn good quarterback and probably one of five quarterbacks that are the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But I digress. But it is because of what Deshaun Watson is facing. The civil lawsuits, the very public leaking of everything involving this story. It's just open season for any... Like, no one... If you criticize Cleveland Browns fans, nobody nationally is going to go after you. They won't. Because it'll look like you were in some way... Sorry, I think people think it'll look like you're apologizing for Deshaun Watson. If you go out there and you say, wow, man, what are we going to talk about how this NFL process works out? People will absolutely, I think, take that as you're apologizing for Deshaun Watson. It doesn't matter that that's not the truth, but it's too easy to dunk on the Cleveland Browns right now. Which brings us to Jordan Dejani of CBS Sports, who I was just leafing through this. His 2022 NFL preseason week one, one thing he learned about each team, which when I think of content I need in my life, this is it. Preseason reaction to one, and give me one thing that we learned about each team in a preseason game. This is beautiful here. As a matter of fact, I'm scrolling by here with the Cincinnati Bengals. Dax Hill is already a starter. All right, buddy. Slow your roll. Chicago Bears, offensive line struggles. Well, okay. The Bears didn't do anything to address their offensive line. Of course they struggled. What are we doing here, Jordan? And go down to the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns, the most hated team in the NFL. I'm just going to read this verbatim, this schlock. Friday night was pretty eye-opening. Deshaun Watson, who's been accused by two dozen women of sexual misconduct, was given a fully guaranteed $230 million contract by the Browns. They weren't the only suitor, but they were winner of the sweepstakes that had a gross feeling to it. Watson took the field for Cleveland's preseason opener, and he completed just one of five passes for 7 yards. That's right. In referencing why the Cleveland Browns are now the most hated team in the NFL, we're gonna talk about preseason stats for Deshaun Watson. Said he looked rusty, but he was also hounded by the Jacksonville Jaguars fans who were relentless in their boos. The fans were loud and they were vulgar, and the environment that Watson is going to face every single time the Browns hit the road. Watson's reputation is forever changed, and he, along with the entire offense, is going to have to overcome that kind of noise, not just this year, but probably for years to come. So one preseason game in Jacksonville has proven that the Cleveland Browns are the most hated team in the NFL. I'm going to go back on that. One preseason game and Jacksonville fans jeering Deshaun Watson proves the Browns are the most hated team in the NFL. Listen, this might end up being true. All right? I think if you're an NFL fan, one, I have no problem with anybody booing or jeering Deshaun Watson. Read Sue Robinson's report. All right? I'm not saying you have to assume he's guilty or assume he's innocent. That's on anybody listening now. You're going to have your own assumptions and thoughts on it. And you are free to them. I'll not shame you either way. Might debate you a little bit, but I'm not going to shame you. But the idea that Jacksonville Jaguars fans, who, by the way, the last time we saw Jaguars fans, you know what they were doing last week? Or the last week of last year? I don't know how much you guys talked about this. They had a clown out in week 17. All right, if you're wondering what the hell is a clown out, I actually thought it was hilarious because of the Urban Meyer situation, where Urban Meyer basically took the money and ran in Jacksonville, where Urban Meyer made a mockery out of the Jacksonville Jaguars organization, which is saying something because they've done a good enough job of making a mockery out of themselves. In response to Shad Khan and how he's run the organization since buying the team a decade ago, fans were organizing, dressing up like clowns, and showing up to their final game, which, by the way, they ended up winning the clown out. They won a meaningless game at the end of the season, did Jacksonville, which made it even funnier, but they dressed up like clowns to embarrass their owner. Those same fans were vulgar and taunted jeers at a guy accused of sexual assault and sexual misconduct. Oh, but yep, the Browns are the most hated team in the NFL. I don't even know how you say that. I don't know how. Let's go back on this. The entire process of Deshaun Watson being allowed to be traded proves that it's not just the Browns who really deserve to be jeered. It's the Browns. It's the Saints. It's the Falcons. It's the Panthers. It's Miami, who last year, if he just would have settled all these issues, he would have been a Dolphin sometime between March of last year and Labor Day. The idea that the Browns deserve special criticism because they were just willing to pay, guarantee every dollar, is pretty laughable. It's trying to add nuance to a conversation in the one part of the conversation that doesn't need nuance. Nobody looks good in this. Not Deshaun, not the Browns, not any of those rosters who, I was only going to guarantee $170 million for a guy accused of 24, actually more than 24, but of ongoing 24 civil lawsuits for sexual misconduct and sexual assault. Wow, what a moral leg you have to stand on there, Carolina. Who knocked me out with your ethics, New Orleans? I was only going to pay him $172 million guaranteed with all these allegations and lawsuits over his head. You guys really think the Browns are going to be the most hated team in the NFL this year? Because I think, like everything else, and listen, there are a few people who I do not throw into this mix. I'm about to paint with broad strokes here. Most of us are pretty spineless on this one, and most of us will be pretty spineless. Who the hell knows? Maybe I'll be one of the spineless as well. When Deshaun Watson starts throwing touchdowns for the Cleveland Browns, the narrative's going to change on him. It happened with Michael Vick when he got out of prison. Now, the difference here is Michael actually went to jail, served his time, and there were some other things that he did to rehab his image in his experience. Michael Vick started throwing touchdowns for the Eagles. The narrative is, hey, look what he's done with his life. I don't know the narrative would have been the same with him. Were the Eagles the most hated team in the NFL? Granted, it was a couple years removed. The idea that if the Cleveland Browns win, the national media is going to change their tune on the Cleveland Browns. Doesn't matter if it's week one or 2 years from now. It will happen. 216-578-0092. Are the Cleveland Browns the most hated team in the NFL right now? And they might be, by the way. I just don't know how we look at a preseason game and people chanting "you sick bleep" at Deshaun Watson as the true evidence here. There are a lot of teams. I think Washington should be hated. I actually like Ron Rivera as a person. I think the organization itself shouldn't be hated. But Dan Snyder, given everything he's accused of, should be hated. Jerry Jones is literally a Bond villain. Like, Jerry, the Dallas Cowboys deserve a bit of hate. But, oh, we're prisoner of the moment here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.